And now dictation to Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Cisco, S-I-S-C-H-O, July 31, 1959, address as a letter to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, nurse practitioner, 463-4976. Dear Jennifer, a post-hospital follow-up, Mr. Cisco. Acute on chronic renal failure, IV contrast exposure, severe hypertension. He did have respiratory abnormalities from smoker, COPD, and influenza A, also an underlying anxiety. He has prior history of coronary artery disease, as well as bladder cancer without recurrence. Major complaining of constipation, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies blood in the stools, weight at home around 255, problems of dysuria, he needs to sit in the toilet to empty bladder, which is chronic, chronic incontinence from urological procedures in the past without infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no gross edema or claudication symptoms. Unfortunately, still smoking, few cigarettes up to 3 a day or more, no chest pain palpitation, some cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, no gross dyspnea. He also drinks beer, uses inhalers, oxygen at night 2 liters, has a sleep apnea but unable to tolerate the machine. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medications. I want to highlight the Norvasc, hydralazine, HCTC, metoprolol. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 255, blood pressure 140 over 88 on the left-sided, oxygenation room air 93%. He's a tall, large, obese person. He looks disheveled. No speech problems, no facial asymmetry, no gross neck masses or palpable lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruits. Lungs are distant clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap. There is obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. I don't see major edema today. He shows multiple areas of scabbing from picking on his skin. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from when he was in the hospital. At that time, creatinine went from a peak of 1.4 at the time of discharge, 1.2, representing a GFR 55 above or better. There was an isolated high calcium, normal sodium potassium, normal acid base albumin. Glucose was elevated in the 180s, no anemia, normal cell count, and platelets. Next paragraph. I also want to mention that he is off lisinopril and Lasix when he was in the hospital. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Resistant hypertension, blood pressure at home most of the time in the 140s, 150s, over 90s and 100s, without postural changes, not well controlled. I would like to repeat chemistries before deciding on adjustment of medications. He did have acute kidney changes when he was in the hospital, which probably are now back to normal. We discussed about the salt fluid restriction, physical activity, trying to lose weight as much as possible, continue aggressive diabetes management, importance of stopping smoking, continue cholesterol management. He already has history of coronary artery disease and he remains on Plavix. He has documented fatty liver, but no liver disease or cirrhosis. Depending on blood tests, I might be able to go back to ACE inhibitors or ARBs. He's not allergic to any medications. Awaiting new results, end of dictation,